I teach a one-credit course about the history and future in Detroit, of Detroit. I'll teach it at the end of September. We're sitting here in lovely, green, warm Ann Arbor, 38 miles west of Detroit. Detroit is now the most negatively stereotyped city in the United States. There are some reasons for that. We'll explore those. But in terms of urban history, Detroit is an extraordinarily important place. It is the quintessential manufacturing city where, for a long period of time, a very high proportion of the labor force was engaged in building automobiles or products associated with automobiles. Now, times have changed, and it's not that we're no longer an industrial society. We very much are. But labor force productivity has increased tremendously. So factories that once employed 10 to 20,000 workers can turn out more products using fewer than 2,000 workers. That means poverty, that means unemployment, that means many of the other troubles. Detroit has been at the center of the nation's racial conflicts since the early 19th century. There's no city that has had a longer and more vibrant history of labor management conflict with lingering effects to this day. With the emergency financial manager situation, there are issues that are very directly concerned Detroit, but they reflect the long history of Detroit. They reflect the environmental situations in Detroit, given that the automobile industry didn't pay much attention to environment until very long after World War II. So we discuss some of those issues. It's four classroom meetings and an all-day Saturday tour of Detroit, which is required. There are readings for every class, and the major product is I will ask you to write about a 1,000-word op-ed page piece about policy issues as they concern Detroit. And when you think about where are the policy jobs in the aggregate, local governments probably employ many more people doing policy work, and indeed the quality of our life depends very much upon what happens with local governments. Local governments employ many more people, perhaps, than the state and federal government. So it'll be an interesting course about an interesting city, and given that we're going to have a lot of developments with the financial crisis in Detroit and throughout the nation, and luckily this time Detroit is not the only city in tremendous financial difficulty. I'm not exactly sure what we'll consider and what the readings will be in this course in September, but I encourage you to consider it. Fortunately, it'll be finished before you get into writing the ponderous papers that will be required by the professors in some of your other courses. Thank you.